Well, hey there, and hi there, and hello there. Good afternoon to everybody, good evening, good morning, good night, whatever you want to call this. Hello there, I am obviously your wonderfully fantabulous, fantastic, amazingly super and bright, and well behind in his show timings, your Queer Lad podcasting host, Queer Lad. Obviously that's not a pun on words or anything, that is because obviously your host is the queerest little fairy on the planet. Welcome to whatever show number this is. I think we'll start the Queer Lad podcast, you know, the revised editions. My apologies, people, to all of you, because this has severely been a lack on my part of making sure this gets done. I owe you guys a lot more than what we've been giving out, which has basically been nothing, so expect this to now start being on a regular basis. So I'm not sure if we're talking weekly yet, definitely not talking daily, because I, apart from obviously my working pattern being 12-hour shifts daily at times, probably I presume for we will be fortnightly to air, so every 2 weeks for those people who don't remember the words fortnightly. But I will be doing a lot more than what we used to do. So, obviously, one of the first updates that we're going to need to give everybody is with regards to the fact that little old Queer Lad is no longer, he is no longer 22. No, people, as of the 4th of August, this little Queer Lad hit 23. And I hit it with a vengeance, believe me. My birthday night was spent not really with much remembrance at all, I've got to say. I don't really remember what happened that night. I remember going out for dinner. Dinner, I think, was very nice, but don't remember much after that. So I think I have the flatmate to thank for that one, but I think I'll probably argue with him at some point to find out what did we actually do, what happened. I remember coming home with bruises on me, so... wild sex session, who knows. My birthday gifts were the source of also some great delight, as you can undoubtedly hear. I'll see if I can stick a picture of this thing somewhere for you guys to see what it is. It's Digit Love. Digit Love, people. How can you not love this thing? This was bought for me from the people at work, who I assume think I am sex mad. Totally sex mad, apparently. It's got this main digit that goes round and round and round and round and round and round. And obviously the little thumb that sticks out is a little vibrating. My dog hates this. I stuck it, we put it on the floor and we'll set the finger going and the thumb vibrating, and she'll come up and she'll sniff it, but as soon as she feels the vibration, she runs a mile. That's my dog. His dog started off by chewing the finger, or trying to, but it then turned out when he felt the vibration off the thumb, it was like, ooh, run, 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 run. Anyway, aside from all of that, what else is needing to be updated? Well, obviously, as we can tell, this show, from where it's being podcast from, which I'm still in, the wonderfully fabulous what it's today, anyway, being the 5th of October, a sunny little Glasgow-y town. It is quite sunny. Obviously, I've not been outside yet, so I'm going to need to go outside at some point, so I need to get some electric guards and stuff, so... if you see me out and about, don't slap me too hard, because my body won't take it. And you may leave a handprint, or it may swallow you up, because again, fat people. What else is there to update you guys on? We've got a little howdy that I need to send out to our little Mr. Boy. And I'm going to call him Mr. Boy until he responds to this, because he knows who he is. He specifically asked... and I'm gonna, well, he didn't specifically ask, but he mentioned my shows to me a couple of days ago. So we're gonna mention this to him to say, here you go. To G-Boy, who knows what I'm talking about. This is for you. Obviously my accent, as you can tell, is still a bit buggered up. It's totally conked out, who knows what you want to call it. But one thing I will say is that at least I have the decency to say I'm going to invite you out for coffee, which I may do tomorrow, being Saturday. Yeah, because you don't have any money, and no, you're not making me toast. Not a chance. Not a chance in hell. The other one thing I want to publicly say, away from that talk, away from him anyway, is about somebody else who, I will probably very nicely send a link to the show to them to say, have a listen to this. Now millions of people around the world know what happened. Over the last couple of days, I have made assumptions about things that, without knowing all of the facts, have assumed are true. You know, like you would hear in a court case or something, assumes facts, not in evidence. Well, I assumed facts that weren't in evidence. So, to the one person in question, now, this one person took it upon themselves to speak to a very, very dear friend of mine, who obviously was going to report back to me, not like as it required to, but reported back to me with regards to what they said to them. And it was kindly informed to me about, I had behaved in a certain manner, I had done certain things to this person, and it was like I had genuinely been an all-around ass to them. Now, seeing as the situation that they were referring to happened only the day, two days before, I knew what they were talking about. So I knew, obviously, I need to stick my oar in here, need to make sure that this is kept up. So, to that person, I'm gonna say this. Like me, don't like me, it's your choice. However, I'm assuming that even after our attempted conversation from the other night about this, that there's stuff that I need to hear. Stuff that needs to be resolved regarding this. It is up to you to make that move. I am not doing it. I'm not going to go into too much detail just now because I want to see how this pans out first. If it doesn't pan out well, I will draw mention to this again, people. So, you know me. I'm quite the bitch, so I normally do let you guys know of what's going on. One of the other things I obviously I'm going to remind people of is that I am single. Yes, I am. Now, I may live with my flatmate who is my ex, but that bears no, absolutely no resemblance to what my life is like or to anything at all. He and I are just close friends. Now, nothing more. He has his own boyfriend. He is his own boyfriend, and yet I have people who still think that I tend to sleep with him or whatever. That does not happen. So, you know, it's very nice for people to assume these things. What else do I want to update you on? Let me see. Well, obviously, from the last podcast to this one, which was obviously a good couple of months ago now, one of the main changes for us would be the fact that we're no longer recording onto a Windows computer. We're recording on a Mac, people. So this should effectively start to become a lot easier as schedules and things start to get a lot more set up. So bear with me because this is new stuff to me. Well, effectively it's new on a new computer. But once we get into a lot more of this, then we'll get to have a lot of fun. So hopefully, like what I'm going to attempt to do after with this, this audio you're going to hear is obviously going to be set in either one of two ways. You're either going to hear it with no music at the opening, or you're going to hear music at the opening. If you hear music at the opening, what can I ask some of you to do is to get back in touch with me and let me know on what you guys think of how that was laid out, and how it sounded. If it sounds awful, then let me know, because I need to make sure I tweak certain things here and there. I need to make sure that I do certain things in certain times. So, oh well, c'est la vie, shall we say. What else do we need to mention? Oh yeah, little Miss Lucy, who is actually going to be the one to become the face of the Queer Lad podcast. At one point, we're going to take a picture of her in all of her glory, not in the usual way she likes to lie. This dog has gained an attribute of lying on her back, legs and everything wide open. Now, she did not learn this from me, people. Do not ask me. I had nothing to do with this. She made the choice to do this on her own. In fact, I actually make the assumption that she learned, she still does this from when we had her neutered, when we had her spayed, because years ago when I had two dogs that were my own, when Lucy was spayed, the other dog that we had at the time had been neutered before her, and had learned that obviously while she was healing and everything, if you lie on your back, it's a lot more comfortable, and she still sort of kept that up. So, believe for her, but she's going to be the face of the show. She's going to be the one to that you're going to see if you download the show or anything. So, hopefully that's going to come out not too badly. So, we'll get some work done on that, and it'll be something else that we enjoy with frequent delight. With frequent delight, yes! As you can tell, I'm still as hyperactive and as amusingful as ever. Now, I'm gonna try and make sure continuing forward with this, that we don't have shows that last hours and hours and hours like we did before. I think I had one that lasted over an hour and a half at one point. So I want to make sure that shows last no more than roughly about 20 to 30 minutes tops. After that, anything further will be either an additional show or could possibly be something funky, I don't know, but who knows. So what else do we need to update you on? Let me see. Obviously, I don't know if you guys can hear that, but there is a lovely helicopter flying nearby, so not a lot else is really updatable. I don't think. One of the things that has really actually annoyed me in the last couple of days, well, in the last couple of weeks even, is more to do with money, sort of thing. And people saying, you know, oh, I need money to do anything. I can't do this because with no money. Well, that really annoyed me because me being me, you know, I'm not a very confident person at the best of times, but when I speak to certain people or I attempt to do things with people, one of the first things they'll always say is, I have no money till this date, so we can't do it till then. Most of the things I make a suggestion on doing are stuff that's not going to cost anything. And the reason for that is because I'm not a materialistic person. Yeah, I know, I've got two computers, television, DVD player, all that stuff, but I'm not a materialistic person. It means nothing to me. I could do without it. You know, it's all stuff to me that at the end of the day, you know, you came into this world with nothing, you're going to back out of it with nothing. So it's like each to their own. This is what it is going to be like. So my suggestion would just be, why don't we all just make the effort and say, right, you know, it doesn't take much to, you know, throw some sandwiches together, you know, then just like a couple of things in a bag, bottle of water, and go for a walk together, you know, or go see some sights. You know, people seem to forget that you can do things like that. I mean, even on your own doorstep, there are places you can go that are going to be fun. They're going to be hilariously good laugh with your mates. So, one of the things that's really amused me though in the news recently was a story about some firemen. Now, normally this would be the great source of entertainment for me, because we get to see pictures of hunky firemen, but in this instance it's not. And it's not because these firemen apparently disturbed a local cruising dogging site. Now, for those of you who don't know what dogging is, dogging effectively is the heterosexual term for cruising, as what we homosexual people would know it as. Just jazzed up a little bit. They apparently went out of this woodland site with their truck and shone the lights from the truck into this wooded area and then went in with torches and stuff to go and find people. Now, these people were gay, and the amusing thing about the story was that after they were caught, they then got legal advice with regards to how they were caught. And I have to find it amusing that this wasn't our police, our forces that are there to protect us or there to stop public indecency of those acts at times. I'm not saying if you're not beautiful, don't do it. I'm just saying, you know, don't get caught. But this was our fire brigade people. These were our firemen. What the hell were they doing thinking they were responsible for finding that out? You know, this just does not clarify for me. I'm just so confused. La 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 la. Obviously, the X Factor, which is what we have over here over in the US, obviously being Pop Idol, has started again over here. I normally don't watch this show, but my flatmate really likes it, so we're sort of in a predicament at this point in time where our television in the living room is busted, so he's using one in my room. And a lot of the time, like Saturday, we'll have that on if we're not getting ready to go out or anything. And I tend to find that this year, because obviously they've introduced the new categories of under 18s, I think it is, to go to like, or is it something like 12 to 18 or something? I really think they've opened up a category that really shouldn't be there. Because I've like listened to some of these kids who get, I mean, people seem to forget, in my opinion anyway, people seem to forget that kids get their hopes up a lot more easily than adults do. For those of us who are over the age of 18 or more than likely over the age of 21, we've known disappointment. We know that we can fail at things. You know, we may not like it, we may not like the outcomes of us failing, but we know we can fail. Whereas kids tend to think that they are indestructible. And then when they fail, it hits them so much more. And these people that I've seen on the show, they are just, it's not good entertainment. Why somebody would think putting a 15-year-old through getting judged like that and then having to tell them no and then the outcome of it, then watch and then filming this and putting it on national television for millions to see, it's just not right. I don't see why you should put people through that. There's no need for it. These people are human beings, and at the end of the day, that's what they're going to grow up to know. You know, it's a case of, oh, I got humiliated, I was treated like crap, you know. Not everybody's opinion, but I hope that be mine. What else do we say? Let's see, peoples! Yeah, so one of the things we're going to mention, obviously, to do with the podcast is going to be the fact that, obviously, before I had gone back to good old Podomatic, we're going to change from them again. Obviously, Podomatic sitting there being the old reliable, old faithful, shall we say. So, for those of you who are listening through the feed burner, feed link, I can't remember how to say any of this now, obviously you guys won't notice any change, but for those of you who directly use the Podomatic feed link, you guys are going to need to update. So this show is going to be posted twice to two different sites, one using the feed burner and the other one using just the normal Podomatic. So it may show up in feed burner twice. I don't think it will do, but it means that if you change the feed subscription link, obviously you're gonna get the show twice. So my apologies, you don't have to listen to me drone on twice, but it's good for you to know that, just to make sure you update stuff. I think that's what we'll keep the show to just now anyway. Obviously there's a lot of stuff I want you guys to give me feedback on to kick my ass, keep me in line and say, look, you've not told us about this, what happened to this, or especially stuff that's changed or any changes that are made to the show. Let me know what you guys think of them. Obviously email me at queerladpodcast@gmail.com. Obviously please be nice. You can send whatever you want to my email for that, for the show. It gets downloaded straight to my computer, so there's none of this. Oh, I can only check it anytime I'm online. I can check it anytime I come home, so please feel free to email me anything you want. Obviously within reason, anything underage obviously gets reported. So please be gentle here, people. I am a smooth, innocent little soul. What I'll do, this is hitting 20 minutes of audio just now, so what I'll do, I'll call this time for just now, but I will return, people. I'm really sorry, obviously, as I said before, that this has taken so long for me to get back in touch with this, but hopefully now that we have this better computer set up in here, then will she be back more frequently? So be good to everybody. Be nice. Obviously, get in touch either through my blogging site, queerlad.blogspot.com, or email me at queerladpodcast@gmail.com. For all of you now, have a good day, night, good evening, whenever you decide to listen to this, and enjoy, people.